On it.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to... Oh, shit. I forget how we start the show, at least. I mean, it's not that, like, I know the whole ordeal. I know everything that we say. But, however, I forget... I never know how to start the show. Okay, you. Hey, Elise, come on up and step on up and contribute your part to the show. Start it up.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Elise.
Hey, Ted.
You're my co-host, right?
Yes. Is this a trick question?
oh, God. What if it was like you just like fired at the end? It's just like, man.
Oh, no. And we recorded the whole thing?
Oh, man. One of us would be crying. I don't know if it'd be you.
It would probably be me.
Oh.
Good. So, welcome to WikiQuest.
Yes. Okay.
A conversation.
Ongoing
an
experiment.
Ongoing experiment in conversation and research.
One day we'll get it.
Let's do it over. Welcome to WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation and research.
I don't know if the audience is going to forgive us for that. Do you want to do another redo?
Listen, I'll do as many redos as it takes.
Okay, then do it.
Welcome.
No, you have to do the sound. It doesn't count unless you do the sound. There we go.
Welcome to WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in... Stop saying
I'm just trying to make sure you get this right, okay? I'm just trying to make... Offering creative criticism is good.
All right.
Positive. Brrr. Oh, no, you went away. Come back,
I was going to come back.
Come back, Elise.
I was going to come back. Brrr.
Hi, Elise.
Hi, Ted. Welcome to WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment. Ted Hubish.
What's up?
Welcome to WikiQuest.
Hi. Oh, yeah, thank you.
An ongoing experiment in conversation and research.
Okay, I think that's good.
We got the point across.
Welcome to WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation and research. I am your cool... I always say I'm a cool Wiki twin. I am your stand-up Wiki twin with a cool beard on today.
I am your sit-down Wiki twin with no beard, but I...
Keen spirit.
Yes. I have a good heart.
Good.
That's what I was going to say, but...
I'm the beard, you're the heart.
We can tell who's the evil one.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the beard.
I'm from an alternate timeline.
You're me.
I'm you from an alternate timeline?
I hope not, actually.
I don't think that would make... Oh, God. That'd be messed up, Elise.
I mean, no offense, but I want to be me in an alternate timeline.
I want to be me in an alternate timeline, too, but maybe without this beard.
You don't like the beard?
I know, I love the beard. There needs to be a difference.
Wait, would I have a beard in an alternate timeline?
I mean, there's a possibility. There's infinite possibilities.
Oh, timelines. Okay, that was weird.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. So, Elise, what do we do on this podcast?
Come on, it's episode 5. Don't they know by now?
No,
just
come
kidding,
on. We gotta keep on repetition. New listeners every time. We have lots of people coming on.
New.
It's podcasts, a new media.
Brilliant.
2005, right. Though.
I almost said it's 2015, but it's not. 2016, baby. All right. What we do here at WikiQuest is we have the freedom to explore the entire depths of the Wikipedia labyrinth.
Freedom, God bless America. We're allowed to, the only country where we're allowed to browse Wikipedia.
I mean, one of
it's
the
true.
Few, actually, which is sad.
Thank
anyway.
You, Jimbo.
Amen, Jimbo. We look through all the articles and we discuss them when we find something interesting.
Yes.
That's about it.
Yeah.
There
we go. We find something interesting. We just discuss them anyway, though.
We quest
some of the,
through the
some
Wiki.
Of these, some of these Wikipedia pages are not good.
Some of them are really bad. Yeah, it wasn't until I started doing this podcast that I realized how much junk is just on Wikipedia. Like, that is not anything.
Yeah, I used to be all, like, rebellious to my my school teachers when they told me that Wikipedia was not a very good source. I mean, it is a good source for the most part. But, however, when you're browsing it without intent.
Yeah.
When
you stumble across
it, like,
some pretty.
When the lights are off and you're trying to feel for things.
Ah.
I don't like the way I worded that. When the lights are off, you're just running into the articles.
Yeah, and also you can sort of start to pick out, like, the glaring errors that,
yeah,
you know,
the
someone
glarers
just made up.
That we call them glarers from where I'm come from.
In the business?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're
down
not in the business.
Midwest.
This man isn't in the business. Kick him out.
Okay. Hey, Elise.
Yes.
I'm having a hankering for an article.
Oh, press that button.
Okay. Haha. Colleague VHM Advocate. This article may be too technical for most readers to understand.
It's literally a paragraph.
You know what? You know what that means, Elise. We have to understand it.
Oh, no.
It's the understanding round.
It's literally only a paragraph, though, so...
Kalik and Amor v. HMA was a Scottish criminal case decided by the High Court of Justiciary...
Judiciary.
No. At least it says...
Justiciary. I don't have my glasses on.
I do. On appeal.
Yeah, you have no excuse.
Well, I mean, it's far. The computer's far away. The new setup we have is kind of hard to deal with.
It makes it so we have to have the mics directly in our faces.
It does.
So sometimes the computer is a little far.
Okay. In which it was decided that was an offense at common law to supply materials that were otherwise legal in the knowledge that they would be used for self-harm. Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Yikes. This isn't technical. This is just, like, scary.
Yeah, it is.
We gotta keep going.
Do we gotta keep going? I kind of...
Oh, well, guess what it is.
What's up?
Okay, so two shopkeepers in Glasgow were arrested and charged with supplying children glue-sniffing kits.
Oh, wait. There's glue-sniffing kits?
That were being... given to children.
There's whole kits for that? I thought it was just kind of like you get some glue.
Yeah.
You just go on. Also. Just do your thing.
Well, it's consisting of a quantity of petroleum-based glue in a plastic bag.
Oh, boy.
That seems sort of like back alley, someone shoving glue in a bag and handing it to kids.
Yeah, serious. First off,
How is this technical?
First off,
Scotland.
Oh, jeez, guys. First off, you're getting gypped if somebody's selling you a big bag of glue.
Come on, kids. You learn can to buy spend that. Your money you on can, better things.
You can, yeah, seriously, but no, you can buy that at a store. First off, you can just buy glue, big tubs of glue at a store. Second off, what the heck are kids doing buying glue?
Yeah, I'm wondering
how...
They're
supplying them to kids.
It says children, but does it mean, like, teenagers? Like, under 18?
It says children.
It does say children, so that implies, like, elementary school, which is even scarier. Wow. Man, this is, like...
I don't blame
them.
How
did it turn out? Oh, so the two were each sentenced to 3 years imprisonment. All I got was 3 years.
That makes sense.
There they go. There's got 3 years for selling glue to children.
Just 3 years? Wow.
Yeah, because that's definitely...
That seems very serious.
Child abuse.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow, 3 years.
I'm going to edit out the part where I said that makes sense because I wasn't... the gears weren't turning entirely.
What year was this?
This was... I think this was in 1984,
3. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense that it was in the 80s. No offense to the 80s. Just kidding.
What's up with the 80s?
Wow. Wow, this was intense.
What's up with the 80s, Elise?
We finally found an intense Wikipedia.
Elise, answer the question. What's up with the 80s?
Lots of dancing.
Is that what
Dance. That's what I think happened. Was that the 70s? I didn't live then.
The 80s were all about Ronald Reagan's jelly beans.
Did he make them or buy them?
He liked them a lot.
Oh, yes.
Elise, do you want to go to a new article?
Yeah.
Garmo Stave Church. Ooh, I already like this name a whole lot. It sounds like my grandma's been... It sounds like my Garmo's been been staving it off. Garmo, stop staving. We're going to church. The Garmo Stave Church. Garmo Stave Church is a stave church situated at the Myhagen Museum in Lillehammer, Norway. So, what is a stave church? First off, let's look at this one. A stave church is a medieval wooden Christian church building once common in northwestern Europe. The name derives from the building structure of post and lintel construction, a type of timber framing where the load-bearing or pine posts are called staffer in Old Norse. What the heck is this sentence?
Maybe someone whose first language is in English wrote
stav in modern Norwegian. Okay, stave, okay. Two related church building types are also named for structural elements, blah, 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 blah. Originally much more widespread, most surviving stave churches are in Norway. Okay, we can go back to Garmo.
Garmo,
we're talking about my Garmo and her stave church. The Garmo stave church originally came from Garmo and Lom in Oppland County. It was built circa 1150, wow, on the site of a previous church believed to have been built in 1021 by a Viking chieftain. Wow, jeez. The church consists of 17th and 18th century inventory with a pulpit from Romsdalen. I'm butchering that pronunciation for sure. In 1730, it was expanded into a cruciform church in timber. So, Elise.
Yo.
I'm thinking that I really like, at least I like to pitch a character to you.
Okay, hit me.
It's based on my Garmo.
Okay. Code for grandma.
That's not code for grandma.
Oh, never mind.
I mean, it is a name for grandma, but my grandma's name is actually named Garmo.
Oh.
She's my Garmo. And the thing about Garmo is that she just staves it off. You know, she just
always staving.
She just goes to church all day. And she just procrastinates. She doesn't do shit. She doesn't do a thing. She doesn't contribute anymore.
All there is the stave.
All there is the stave, Garmo.
Yes.
Garmo gonna stave in her church. When's Garmo gonna stop stave?
Garmo
gotta stop stave Sunday.
Saturday.
What's a
Saturday?
Is that a real song?
I don't think so. Okay. Well, maybe.
we're gonna release a hits album of Elise's greatest hits.
Yeah, things that I just make up.
Hey, they're just songs I make up. The Elise Giantazio story.
Pretty much. Whenever my family would go on a road trip when I was younger, my brother and I we'd make up a song every single road trip. Mm-hmm. And so we would have like the road trip song that we created and we would sing it for however many hours. We might have covered
this in another podcast.
Did we?
Oh no, this is the first time that's happened.
Oh no. Are you sure?
We can make up a song.
For this podcast?
Yes, we can.
Garmo, stave, Garmo, stave, Garmo, stave, Garmo, stave.
Have you ever seen Garmo?
No.
Have you ever seen Grandmo?
Probably at some point.
Probably out staving.
At the church.
Probably out praying.
At the church.
Garmo, stave, church, Garmo and Grandmo. Gonna save off all of your time. They're gonna waste all of your time. It's Garmo, stave, church.
That was good.
Thank you. I'm going to sell it. That's Elise, like let's go to a new article.
Let's go.
Goodbye, Garmo.
Goodbye, Garmo.
Rest in peace. That's canon. She's dead.
Oh, I know that sound.
I know that sound, too. Guys, we need to have new sounds. This is getting ridiculous.
Please submit more
sounds. Submit new sounds. Please. WikiQuestShow.org/sounds. They can just be short little sound clips. Please just do it. We're thankful for you, though. Thank you, listener.
Luke Watson, long-distance runner.
Do you want to read this one?
I can't read. Okay, just kidding. Give it to me. Turn the computer. Born August 20th, 1980, a retired long-distance runner who specialized in various track and road running disciplines.
Nice.
He represented the United States at the IAAF World Cross Country Championships in 2004 and 2006.
Nice.
He sounds very good.
Nice.
Let's see. So he did the mile, the 3,000 meter steeplechase, the 5,000 meter marathon, and other marathons.
Did he do the potato sack race?
I don't think so. His best.
Hang on a second. Why hasn't the IOC recognized that yet?
The who?
the International Olympic Committee.
Oh.
They haven't. It's called potato sack race or a three-legged race. It's the three-legged race.
Oh, the one where you're with another person, you duct tape your legs together?
I never duct tape it. It was always potato sack for me.
Where were you getting these potato sacks?
I don't know. My school had them.
Why?
I don't know. They just did.
Did you do this frequently?
Only on field day.
Field day.
Field day.
Tell me about it.
We already talked about field day in the previous episode.
We did, but what else? Oh, just running? Okay. I guess I didn't have field day besides archery, but we already talked about that
too. Yeah, archery. Oh, my God. In my later school, though, we had field day on the blacktop.
Ooh, basketball.
I had a friend who got a detention on field day. And he had to, and the detention room had a window that was like, so like he could see, he was inside watching his friends play.
It was like entertainment.
It was a really nice sunny day.
Oh, that's sad. Anyways, he should have been out playing with the other kids.
He was a bad boy.
Bad boy. Bad to the bone.
So what about Luke Watson? He's a long distance man, isn't he?
Oh, actually, he ran three Olympic trials in 2004, 2006, and 2012.
Can we fact check that?
It has a little citation next to it.
Elise, I dare you to click it.
I'm going
to
click it.
She's coming to it.
I'm going
to
click do it. It. Oh.
What's it say?
Luke Watson retires, and it's a link to
Runner's Feed. This guy looks... This is quite
he's
a picture.
He's so cute.
He's a cute boy.
He looks like a little potato man.
So I was right. I wonder if he has run the three-legged race. Potato sack. Potato man belongs in potato sack.
His head looks like a very cute potato.
Well, what are we going to do about
that? And
then
little potato ears.
Wait,
Everything about this man is a potato.
What is a potato ear? I've heard
it's
a potato
round.
Eye.
It's round. It's round and it sticks out like a potato. But
I
that's
what does
Luke,
that mean?
Luke Watson, if you're listening Elise. To this, I think you look good. I just also think your body is shaped. Well, not your body. Your body looks very like in shape, but your head looks very potato, and it's very
Elise,
nice.
I'm just not getting the potato ears. What? It sticks
They're
out
round.
Like a potato?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay, so take Mr. Potato Head, you
yes.
know, from
okay, I'm gonna
Toy
take
Story.
Him, stealing him.
All right, then stick two baby potatoes on each side of his head.
No.
That is Luke Watson.
I don't want to do that, though.
Oh, it's so good.
Hey, Elise.
Yeah?
I'm going to go over to a new article so you can stop this.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Specimens of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Man, I love to see the dinosaurs. Want to check them out?
Wow, this is...
Okay, Elise, so here's my idea. We're going to play some matchmaker.
Okay.
On this good. Thing. This is a segment of the Wikipedia podcast. I almost called our podcast the Wikipedia podcast. That's not it. This is a section of WikiQuest called...
Matchmaking Wiki Twins.
Matchmaking Wiki Twins. Where we... Is that really what we're going to call it?
Matchmaking Wiki Twins. I don't know. We don't
Article Matchmaker.
Article Matchmaker.
I think that's better.
Okay.
Starring the Wiki Twins, who are matchmaking.
Starring the Wiki Twins.
So.
Sorry, that was bad.
It's okay. So, we're going to go through these and see which ones.
Black Beauty. Oh, I like Sue. Sue is good.
Oh, yeah. Sue came to the Cleveland Museum of Natural History once.
Cleveland.
They called it a
Stan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So. The one that's Rex. the one that is really standing up to me.
Bucky.
Okay, sorry. The one that is really standing out to me right now is the one that's called Pex Rex, and I think that just on that name alone, I think that that would be the center of this kind of the bachelor kind of situation we're setting up with these tyrannosaurs.
Oh, and I actually started watching The Bachelor.
Really?
Not The Bachelor. The Bachelorette. This. Last year, because I was living with a bunch of girls who were very into it, and then it does hook you in, and then I was very into it. I was like, I don't know.
There's a really good, I don't watch The Bachelorette, but there's a really good Bachelorette podcast I listen to.
Really?
called Rose Buddies, and it's very funny. They're hilarious.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to check it out.
I don't want to really watch the show because a bunch of the stuff they describe is absolutely ridiculous, and I don't want to know the difference between what they make up and what they don't. Okay. So the center of our bachelor-bachelorette situation here would be Pex Rex over here, because I'm just imagining...
P-Rex, for sure.
Yeah, P-Rex. P-Rex would be the center of it. Huh. So, Pex Rex, also known as Peck Rex, Rigby's Rex, and Tyrannosaurus Imperator, is a nickname given to fossil specimen found in Montana in 1997. See, okay, so this is a millennial. Our, just about
we
our
got
age.
A millennial here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
We gotta get the ratings up. This discovery was made by Louis E. Tremblay on the 4th of July, 1997, working under the supervision of J. Keith Rigby Jr., who led the excavation and bone preparation.
Whoa.
The fossil...
Wait,
what?
I just realized, this dinosaur is still a teenager. It's 19.
It's just about our age.
Wow. Who knew?
I knew when I read 1997. The fossil got its nickname after Fort Peck, which is located close to the place of its discovery. Peck's Rex has been part of several exhibitions on dinosaurs, and is specifically famous because it was the first specimen of its species to have metacarpal 3 preserved. So that is some kind of bone. Oh, that's some kind of hand bone. So it has all its hand bones going on.
Yo.
I guess maybe most of them. So
nice.
It's well-preserved. Skull's relatively complete. I think this is a really good pick for the Bachelor. It looks
he's
really
roaring.
Good. It looks really... Yeah, he looks really handsome.
Yeah, he's looking good.
So, just imagine... Everybody get up
suit.
A picture. Everybody look up Pex Rex, okay? And if somebody can Photoshop a picture of him with the rose in its mouth...
Oh,
in his mouth.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
I'll see about that.
Oh, then we got Bucky.
We got Bucky? But
oh!
That, it's a juvenile specimen. We can't have that involved here.
Oh,
that's illegal.
Oh, okay, I
We're
understand.
We're just
going to
skip
He's
over that.
He's very cute and small.
But we also have Jane here.
Jane, yes. Jane and Sue, our first two contestants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about Jane. Jane is a fossil specimen of the small Tyrannosaurid dinosaur. Now, Tyrannus, Lance, or whatever. I'm not going to read the science-y names.
Isn't that also a juvenile?
It is juvenile.
Oh,
we can't do that.
No,
Jane, I'm sorry.
Jane,
we have Stan. Stan is a nickname given to a fossil found in Hell Creek Formation, South Dakota, close to Buffalo, in 1987 by Stan Sacrison, who also discovered the Tyrannosaurus specimen nicknamed Duffy.
Duffy!
The original fossils are now housed at the Black Hills Institute of Geological Research, Inc. Center. Wow. Nice mouthful, guys. It is a well-known specimen and one of the most complete, with 199 bones recovered. Ooh, man, this is a good specimen. This is a good contestant.
That's a big number of bones.
Let's see what Pex has to say about that. Well, we have to see for results. Oh, thanks, Pex. About
the dinosaur voice?
Yes, that was my dinosaur voice. About 30 casts of the original fossil have been sold worldwide. Oh, I really like that. I really like to have. If you want my opinion, I like to see smart business opportunities going around. So I'll keep that in mind. I'll keep that on my checklist. Okay.
Pex, do you want a fossil of yourself?
I don't want a fossil of myself. Isn't that what? That's really messed up.
I was just checking.
I mean,
hang it on your wall. It's like a photograph.
You're thinking, I'm not gonna. That is really messed up. I wouldn't. Okay, would you have your X-ray frame? Would you have one of your X-rays framed and hung on your wall?
If it looked cool.
I won't question it. Thanks, Pex. This is Ted again.
Amazing.
Stan's mount measures 11.8 meters long, while Scott Hartman's restoration yields a 11.3 meter long estimate. He attributes the difference to awkward spacing in the mounted skeleton, shows between its cervical vertebrae and its cranium. Ooh boy, there's just a misconception in the replicas.
Well, that doesn't. I mean, it's the genuine object that matters to me.
Thanks, Pex. You're getting annoying to me.
Well, that's nothing to do with me. That's your own bigotry.
Yes. So it's found, casts are found all around the world, the skeleton. When BBC tested the power of Tyrannosaurus jaws in their program, The Truth to Kill Dinosaurs, 2005, the hydraulic skull model was based on Stan's skull, which measures 1.40 meters long and is the best preserved T-Rex skull. Gregory Erickson estimated the bite power and came to the conclusion that Tyrannosaurus would have a bite force of 6.8 tons or 60,000 newtons. Stan has also been used for studies involving the restoration of dinosaurs' body mass and study on how they have been moved.
Okay, well, he sounds really... I like strength in my companions, you know?
My friends need to be able to know, bench press.
Yes, we do. We need to be able to bench press together and with our tiny limbs.
Yeah.
We need to be able to scream out montage music. Let's get to one last one and then wrap up the podcast. I'm continuing on my PEX stuff.
Let's continue on one last choice and see what PEX has to say. Okay, let's do Sue. Suzanne Hendrickson. Susan Hendrickson of the Black Hills Institute. I thought they gave her a last name. Discovered the best preserved Tyrannosaurus currently known in the Hell Creek Formation near Faith, South Dakota on 12 August 1990. The specimen, named Sue in honor of this discoverer, soon became embroiled in a legal battle over its ownership. The land on which the fossil was discovered was found to lie in the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation and is occupied by the family of Maurice Williams, a Native American in the Sioux tribe. Oh, Sue? Sue. Wow. Sue. I see why they're angry.
That's what they're angry about.
Yes. Clearly. IP infringement. In 1992, Williams claimed he still owned the fossil, for which the Black Hills Institute had paid him U.S. dollars $5,000. They didn't even put a dollar sign. $5,000 U.S. dollars, guys. The local Cheyenne River Sioux tribe, of which Williams is a member, also claimed ownership. The fossil, as well as many thousands of pages of field notes and business records, were confiscated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a.k.a. FBI, in 1992. And held throughout the ensuing court proceedings. In 1997, the suit was settled in favor of Maurice Williams because his land is technically held in trust for him by the United States government. Therefore, although the Black Hills Institute had paid Williams for the fossil, it was judged that the fossil could be considered land, in quotation marks, which Williams owned but could not legally sell without government permission. The fossil was returned to the Williams ownership, and Pete Larson, vice president of the Black Hills Institute, was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for an unrelated customs violation discovered by the FBI while searching through his business records. Wow.
That's kind of crazy.
Williams quickly offered up Sue for auction at Sotheby's in New York, where it was sold to the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago for $8.4 million U.S. dollars, the highest price ever paid for a fossil.
Well, I gotta say, Sue is very impressive, but I don't really like the... She sounds like she has a lot going for her, but she has a lot of baggage.
You're not wrong.
She has legal stuff. She also has all the... She definitely has the fame. I just don't know if I'm prepared to take that on.
Oh, man, you're gonna go for Bucky then?
We'll find out after the break. Check out, yes, Pex Rex. Let's listen to some, yes, that's what I was talking about. Hey, Pex, come on, dude. let me make a clean break to the ads. Let's find out a little bit about some of the other fine programs of the Lasers Podcast Network.
I'm excited. Ding.
Do you like music?
Do you like stories?
Do you have a tongue?
If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, then you'll love
The Beat. The Beat is a monthly podcast that airs every second Thursday featuring hot and fresh rolls. I mean jams.
But jams are cold.
No, the music jams.
Oh.
Called A Riveting Page Turner by Paula Deen.
And Five Stars by Michael Gary Scott. The Beat is hosted by Mo Dry Eyes Herbert.
And Nicole Blimbleton Gabriel.
Tune your guitar.
Or tune a sandwich. No.
Tune in.
We love you.
So, article matchmaker. Article matchmaker. We have Pex Rex of Tyrannosaurus Imperator.
He's the man.
Also known as Pec Rex, Rigby's Rex. He is the man. He is the big guy. He is the man of the hour where he's going to be figuring out. He's the Tyrannosaurus dinosaur man who's going to be figuring out which dinosaur he's going to take home tonight. So, will he get the rose? Which one? No. Wait, no, he has the rose. Who will get the rose? Who will get the bone? Oh, no, I don't like that at all. Who will get the bone rose? Who, no, the fossil. Please, I don't like that at all. Who will get the fossil? Okay, that's better. Who will get the... Okay, who's the... what's the type of... that, like, extinct fossil bug thing?
Whatever. Trilobite?
Trilobite. Who will get the trilobite?
Yeah.
Who will get the trilobite? On this episode of Article Matchmaker, we're going to be talking to Pex Rex right now. Let's go over to Pex Rex. Hi, Pex Rex.
Hello, my name is Pex Rex. I've been mulling over these choices. Sue, I've already decided previously that she was there's too much fame involved here, too much baggage. I just can't take that on right now. So I think I'm going to have to go with Bucky. Wait, was Bucky the one?
Or Duffy. Oh, Samson.
Wait.
Scotty.
Which one was... one was it going with? Bucky's the... which one
Bucky's the juvenile?
Stan.
Stan. Go with Stan.
So I think I'm going to have to go with Stan.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of parts to him. He's got a lot of... He's an innovator.
He's got a lot of bones.
Yes. He's an innovator. He's the first one that they found that one bone on again.
Yes. Phalange. No, not phalanges. No, the one before phalanges.
I know my Stan. And I think we can just hang out and bro out and just like start lifting some weights down my man cave, where I have pool and bar.
Yes, yes, that's the beginning of a great relationship.
I think it is too.
Happy for you, Pex.
Thank you. So I think Stan, here's the trilobite.
Thank you very much.
That was Stan.
So everybody, that was a beautiful time.
Why didn't anyone cry?
I knew I was crying. First, I want to leave you off, everybody. There's no twist in this episode of Article Matchmaker because we're not creative enough for that.
Baby, we forgot to talk about Baby Bob.
There's a Tyrannosaurus, species Tyrannosaurus called Baby Bob. Specimen Tyrannosaurus called Baby Bob.
I love him.
But we don't have enough time to talk about Baby Bob.
All right, that's fine.
So, this has been WikiQuest. This has been a fun episode of WikiQuest. We came up with a new bit on the spot. First time doing that. Well, how do you feel about that?
Yay for innovation.
I get the feeling we'll be coming back to that one. I like that.
We could, yeah, definitely.
All right. So, this is our podcast, WikiQuest. I'm Ted Hubisch.
I'm Alicia Giannotazio.
We are the Wiki Twins. Our website is wikiquestshow.org. That is wikiquestshow.org. Of course, as always, we're always accepting submissions for sounds for the random article button. Just like short little sound clips, maybe up to 5 seconds long. You submit those. Find more information about those on wikiquestshow.org/sounds. That's wikiquestshow.org/sounds.
Also, remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at WikiQuest.
Yes, make sure to throw us a good review and some good comments on iTunes.
Like, subscribe, share with your friends, leave us a comment. We love comments.
Make sure to leave some good reviews and stars on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
And
thank you so much to our wonderful producer, Emily Walborn.
Yes, 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 yes. We're always thankful for her. It's past Thanksgiving, but we're still thankful.
True, true.
And no thanks to Greg Farrington, because he didn't show up to audio engineer, surprisingly, which is just like, this is...
Greg, we gotta do our own engineering.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You can't... This is the final straw. So, the contents of this podcast are available under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, unless they aren't. Portions of Wikipedia are licensed under the same license. Elise, do you have anything you want to say to close this episode out?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This has been WikiQuest, everybody. Hope everybody has a good time. Oh, yeah, and as always, we really appreciate you guys always listening, giving us feedback, and having us you all listen. That's basically, I mean... I can't say it much better than that, Ted. Thank you,
there
Ted.
There you go.
And Pex Rex, do you have anything to say?
I really appreciate you guys having me on the show. It's kind of, it's a little hard. Because I am a dead dinosaur.
Yeah, but
you don't have any vocal cords.
That's true. I am a dinosaur skeleton. I should die now. Goodbye. Back into amber. That's what happens to dinosaurs that die. Their bones turn to amber.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
I
thought that was and flies. Button. Flies go inside of it.
Beautiful.
Okay, that was Pex Rex, a fantastic character. The first character in the WikiQuest family. Aside from Garmo. My grandma. So, that about wraps it up. We'll catch you guys all later.
See ya.
See ya.